everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 8:35, Brock. Stop. Hunter busted up faxer, copier, scanner thingy. Ah, yeah.
What would it be lately? What would it be lately for you?
Either my computer.
Yeah, your computer sucks.
Yeah. Sure. I'd probably take that out. Beat it with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Microwave. My microwave, it won't close completely, so it kind of half works now, which is kind of sketchy.
You know why? It's mad at you for only using the air fryer. That's what it is.
With it, microwave, because it's better. How's that feel?
Yeah, that's right. And poor microwave's like, I used to be your favorite thing. You got that.
You know what the air fryer doesn't do to pizza, Mr. Microwave? Make it soft and floppy. It doesn't.
You stupid ass. Did you just look there and talk trash to your microwave? Like, look at you, you piece of trash. You stupid piece
of trash. Dude, honestly, the air fryer replaced everything. I had a steak from the air fryer the other day. Never thought that I'd be putting a steak in the air fryer. Dude, it was delicious.
Oh, wait, hold on a sec. Did you just put that raw steak in there and then?
Yeah, apparently. So, and for like 8 minutes, too. So 8 minutes at 400 degrees, take that steak out, cut it open. You'll be like, damn.
Really? Because I
don't,
just
so it, I got you don't get the grill marks.
Grill marks are overrated.
Are they though? I like the grill marks.
What about some fancy restaurant? I don't need the grill marks on there. Okay, you know.
Here's what you don't get with the air fryer. You don't get some of the burnt edges, which I kind of like. I like a little flame to it, you know. But hey, I'll tell you what, steak in an air fryer is good.
See, but that's just because that sounds like easier cook. Because the grill, you got to commit to the grill, all right? As much fun as it is standing there in your New Balance shoes, clicking those tongs together.
Right, you can easily overdo it.
You can. You can overdo it, okay? And you got to be there. You got to be, just focused on the grill. But if I can just throw a nice steak in the air fryer, does that make you less of a manhunter if you cook it?
Kind
of. A little bit.
Yeah, kind of. You know why? Because I pride myself on my steaks from the grill. It's like the one thing I actually cook and do.
You kind of feel like a man. You feel like visceral. Like, oh, I am man cooking over fire. You know, you feel like Unga Bunga back in the cave, right?
Is there anything you can't cook in the air fryer?
Well, you keep surprising me. And again, I hate to admit, I've had this conversation with so many people about like, oh, air fryer. I'm like, yeah, Hunter was right. You was right about it.
Damn right,
son. My chicken nugs are so crispy. My leftover pizza, delicious.
Your life is now better because of me.
I don't like admitting that. That's not something I should have to say.
Your quality of life went up because of your buddy.
You know what? Now I'm back even because it was dropping so much with you, but you did bring it up so much. Now I got some steaks, man. I got some steaks in the freezer.
Did you try the air fryer? I'm telling you. Oh. I'm like, there's no way it's going to cook it and keep it pink in the middle. And it does.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it cooks from the outside in, right?
Did you put like any like seasoning salts? You put any Lowry's on there or whatever?
Yep. God, we seasoned it up. You know, put it in there. Don't you have to flip it? Nothing. 8 minutes. Boom.
I feel like you could just like put a rock in the air fryer and it'd be like, all right,
and then soften it up.
This is good. This is delicious. This is the best rock I've ever eaten. All right.
That'd be a good question. What can't you cook in the air fryer?
Because it's all just it's just like an oven. It's just faster, right? That's all it is.
Exactly. And just like you, I continuously get surprised.
All right. Well, once again, you were right, Hunter, and I'm very upset about that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Know what I'm talking about.
Don't let it go to your head, all right? Because you're still batting like, I don't know, 500, maybe. Right?
I'll take it.
Anyway, well, now that I'm hungry for steak, even though it's not on a grill and I'm less manly, I'm still going to do it. We got to keep her moving here, folks. It is time for everyone's favorite bit. That's right, stupid quickies. Let's kick it off with this. McDonald's has created a grease-proof chair for gamers. One lucky fan will win it. Sadly, the contest is only open to people in the UK. Tell you what, if you're at a point where you need a grease-proof chair.
What kind of grease are we talking about? Are we talking about food grease? Are we talking about grease from your skin?
I think maybe a little bit of both. It's grease-proof, all right? Yeah, yeah. But if you're at a point in your life.
Go take a shower. What is a greaseproof chair? What is it? Just like,
I think it's just for
like grandma covering her couches with that plastic stuff.
Or? I know. Yeah, we've had that for years, right? Just grandma's, you know, plastic couch cover. That's all it is.
Right.
Now, again, I'm just going to wrap this up with this. If you're at a point where you think a greaseproof chair is going to benefit you, you need to reevaluate where you're at in life.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, this is great. This
that
grease
appeases to you. Yeah, you need to start thinking about other things.
If that's going to up your life substantially, you need to reevaluate just what you got going on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me rant real quick. One time, real quick. Why are chairs so expensive? My God.
Don't get me started on that. We've had that conversation before where it's like, look, this is just a chair for me to sit in.
I want to sit down because they know how much people love sitting down.
Man.
Like seriously, like we go to the store, the office chair.
Yeah.
Oh, this looks nice. This looks good. $350.
Yeah. Yeah. I better be able to have sex with that chair for that price. All right. There better be
just buy a couch.
Yeah. Even folding chairs. I feel like folding chairs should be like $5, right? No, they're like $20 for a folding
chair.
They are.
They're like $20. Yeah.
You've had this thing around. It's not like it's a new invention. Like, everyone, come see this fancy new way for you to sit down and relax. It's unbelievable. Well, the big problem in my life, my chair is just always in the way. I can't fold it up and get it out of the way. You're telling me I can fold it to take all my money? No, it should not be $20. It's been around
$5
forever.
$5 out the door. You're right.
It's $5 right. $5. There's not even a cushion on it. All right? It's a metal chair. $20? Get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Grease chairs. Grease-proof chairs, I should say. What about this, Hunter? A high school principal in Chicago got suspended for letting a kid dress as a Nazi to compete in a costume contest at school last week. I think maybe suspended isn't enough. How about we let this guy go, all right? Because,
yeah. What about did the kid get in trouble? He's the one dressing up.
Yeah, but he's still a kid. You remember how stupid you were as a teenager.
Stupid. What are you talking about?
I think it's the adult point to be like, hey, don't dress as a Nazi.
Like,
you
let that one slide. Yeah. I mean, I guess we're... Yeah.
Well, is it going to be historically accurate? I mean,
what about the kid's parents?
Like,
did somebody have to drive that kid to school or somebody had to watch him go out the door?
What? There is a lot of breakdown in I think, the adults in this story.
It's
the
a kid, long line of breakdown here.
The kid's right. Being a dumb kid, but he still had to get past the parents. Like, hey, Mom, Dad, I think I'm going to go as a Nazi for Halloween. Well, that sounds good to me, Timmy.
Sounds great.
Run it by the principal first. Just make sure it's okay. Hey, Mr. Johnson.
Hang on. Let's see if you go deeper. You can't buy that costume.
No, right? That's
so
homemade.
Somebody made it for him.
Oh, this is my grandpa's Nazi uniform. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. I hate to tell you, grandpa was not a good guy, okay?
No.
He's not a good guy.
Why don't we go with like a Power Ranger this year?
Something, you know?
You know, Spider-Man, there's a lot of those.
It's okay. It was a sexy Nazi. That's what it was. It was fine. Showing a little leg in there. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's maybe just have this guy find a new career, okay?
Did he wear the little stash underneath the nose?
I don't know if he went full Hitler on this or not, or if it was just, you know, like just a general run-of-the-mill Nazi, right? I don't know.
Not good.
Don't have that one at Party City, probably for a good reason.
Not good.
Lastly, the Justice Department says it seized over $3 billion in Bitcoin from one hacker last year. He stole it by exploiting a flaw in the dark web payment system. They found most of the hard drives hidden in a popcorn tin. It was worth over $3 billion when they found it last year. Now it's worth about $1 billion. None of that makes sense to me, okay? I don't understand.
Wait, say that again.
So, Justice Department seized Bitcoin from a hacker who found a glitch in the dark web, and then he had it all saved on a hard drive.
Not a good look for Bitcoin. I never was into Bitcoin, and you know what? This is just another reason.
I'm sorry.
First
maybe,
I don't get it. I don't get Bitcoin.
Maybe you and I are dense, Hunter. Maybe we're too dumb to. It's made up money, and then you can put it on a hard drive. I don't.
Even the people that explain it to me that are deep into it, it always ends with the, you know, I still don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about this for 45 minutes. You give me all the details. But at the end, I still don't think the person telling me really knows.
I think it's, why don't you and I just start Hunter and Brock Bucks, okay? Because it's the same thing, isn't it? Like, if we get enough people to pass around Hunter and Brock Bucks, like, it can get value, right?
I always end it with, so can I turn that into money? And it's always the answer is like, no. I just want a yes or no. Can you turn that into cash?
Yeah. Because now, what I feel like it is, it's Monopoly money. It's the same thing, all right? I can take this Monopoly money to the bank and be like, well, look, this one guy said it's worth this, okay?
Can I pay for this with that and feel good about it and walk away and not have to, like,
get me started on the dark web either. I don't know how you get to that place. Apparently, there's another internet that you go to, but you got to have a spend. It doesn't make sense. Sure. It doesn't make sense. Just give me $5 and let me go to AOL. I'm confused. I'm confused.
The dark web.
I'm going to go to Ask Jeeves and find out all about this dark web and Bitcoin stuff. That's what I need to do.
Aren't you curious on what all is on the dark web?
Not really.
Do you really want to know? Because I feel like it's like if you find out it
It's called the
it's
dark.
Scary.
It's called the dark web, not the happy fun place. You know what I mean? Like it's not.
Right.
It's not a good place. All right. So, anyway. Well, I still know nothing about Bitcoin or the dark web. We're going to end with
me
that.
Either.
There you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Wednesday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Neil Brennan. We'll be back.